of the morning with a little Sade. Welcome to the morning show. KROE, AM 930, 103.9 FM. Joined by Julie Chadwick here today.
Good morning, James.
Good morning. A very good morning, everybody. It's Friday. It's a Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
Beautiful,
we can all celebrate.
Day in the neighborhood.
It is beautiful. It's frosty outside. If you're not prepared for that, it is a little frosty. It's
gorgeous.
It's a little frosty. You can see it still on the grass. It's our first, is it first frost of the year? No. Feels like it. Maybe the latest frost of the year, as
the
we're still seeing
frost.
It.
Frost.
Yeah, it is super cool. Today is November 21st. Goldie Hawn's birthday. She's 80.
Oh, wow.
Bjork, famous singer, 60 mm-hmm. years old. Michael Strahan from. That is somebody who.
Good Morning America. No.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah. I was going to say maybe it's become more popular post NFL career than during the NFL career. But very famous defensive end for the New York Giants for a long time, and now morning show host on a bunch of different things. Good Morning America, live with Kelly and Michael. Used to be Kelly and Regis and Kelly. That's right.
No, Regis is gone.
Regis is gone. But now he's on a bunch of different stuff. Kelsey Osbourne is 51. I believe that's Osbourne daughter, an Osbourne daughter. And then Carly Rae Jepsen. She's 40.
Oh, no way.
She's 40 years old. I believe just got married, too. Congratulations, Carly Rae Jepsen. She's 40 years old.
She one-hit wonder?
The song that everybody knows her from, that I won't say the name of because you'll get it stuck in your head.
Text me.
No, don't sing it. That came out 10 years ago.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah. You should call her maybe.
Call me.
Yep.
Said text.
Yeah. Text me maybe? Sure. Real casual. It happened today. In 1877, Thomas Edison announced his invention of the phonograph, a machine that can record sound.
And that changed everything.
And now here we are.
Yeah.
Before that, nobody was hearing anything.
Yeah, or you had to go somewhere and listen to music.
Or you just had to listen to people. Boo.
Or
sorry.
People playing instruments live.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. But yeah, that was 1877. And then 120 years later... Toy Story was released as the first feature-length film created completely using computer-generated imagery.
Wow.
1995. That was only 30 years ago.
1995?
Yeah. It's only 30 years ago.
Toy Story is that old?
Yeah.
Wow.
Still holds up, too. It still holds up as a movie, but...
You know, as an adult, you still cry over the stuffed animals when you watch those movies? There's a problem.
Trauma dumping here.
Yeah.
No. It still kind of holds up. There's still, like, the humans are still a little sketchy at times. Like, Sid, the kid's
scary.
Yeah. Like, I look at him, and I'm like, I don't want to see him ever again. He doesn't look real at all. He looks like a toy. Special events for today. It's Cranberry Day.
Well, yeah.
Sure, I love cranberries. False Confession Day. That's just, they also call that a lie.
Yeah.
It's also Gingerbread Cookie Day and Gingerbread Day.
Wait, why would you celebrate False Confession Day?
Hey, to be fair, we all do it. Everybody lies.
I don't. That was a lie.
There you go. Lie number one on the day. We all probably lie more than once in a day.
Yeah, but...
But there's like...
You kind of strive not to.
So no, like, not me. You know, I'm good at it, so I try to do it all the time.
I'm sick. I'm not coming in.
No. International Stand Up to Bullying Day? Sure. That should probably
be every
day. Yep. Yeah. Pumpkin Pie Day?
Yes.
Love a good pumpkin pie. Red Mitten Day? Sure. Stuffing Day, that should be the Thursday, I would imagine, but here we are.
Probably one a day leading up to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I guess.
Imagine.
Well, Pumpkin Pie Day today too, so I don't know. Tomorrow, November 22nd, is Terry Gilliam's birthday from Monty Python. He's 85.
Gosh, they are amazing.
Yeah. Steven Van Zandt, he's 75 years old, maybe the weirdest jump from very professional guitarist to being on one of the most famous TV shows of all time. He is... main character in The Sopranos.
Oh, really?
I think most people don't realize that when they're watching either The Sopranos or they're listening to Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band.
Wow, I had no idea.
Every time I lean over, I'm like, that guy's in The Sopranos. The guitarist is in The Sopranos. And he's really good in The Sopranos.
I didn't know that. I'll have to look him up.
Just look him up. The big difference, he's got a big pompadour, I guess is what they call it in The Sopranos. And then most of the time you're watching him in E Street Band, he's got like a bandana on.
Huh.
So nobody, it doesn't look like him.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's Steven Van Zandt. He's 75. Jamie Lee Curtis is 67 today.
She's great.
He's amazing. Mark Ruffalo, 58.
Awesome. Another great guy, yeah.
Agreed. And Scarlett Johansson is 41.
Wow,
Carly Rae Jepsen is 1 year younger than Scarlett Johansson. That's weird to think about.
Huh.
Man, that's weird to think about. Jamie Lee Curtis, big gamer, by the way. She loves World of Warcraft. It's like her favorite game. And on November 23rd, which is Sunday, 2004, World of Warcraft was released. 2017, the game had grossed over $9.2 billion in revenue, making it one of the highest grossing video game franchises of all time. So happy birthday to World of Warcraft.
Jamie Lee Curtis plays it.
She loves World of Warcraft. She's a big World of Warcraft head. She does cosplay, goes to like conventions and stuff, World of Warcraft That's conventions. Neat. She's a big World of Warcraft fan. Also, November 22nd, 1963, a day that most people probably remember that are in the boomer / before. What's before? Greatest Generation Ever?
Yeah,
something
I think
like that.
Something like that.
1963, November 22nd, the day that John F. Kennedy was assassinated, and Lyndon B. Johnson was sworn in as the 36th president of the United States.
I didn't realize that was...
November 22nd, 1963. Saturday is the anniversary of the death of John F. Kennedy.
Interesting tour if you ever get a chance to take it.
I've never been. I do want to go, though. That is one...
Do you see how you kind of go, there's no way this guy could have made this shot.
Yeah, there's...
With the
we've all gone through the. That's maybe the most researched conspiracy theory ever that I can think of off the top of my head. I feel like everybody knows the main players in that story just from the fact that we all kind of are like, "Is this really how this happened?"
Yeah,
but
not sure. He nonetheless, acted alone.
I could point the Book Depository out if you showed it to me on a map right now. 1986, at age 20, so 8 years younger than me, Mike Tyson became the youngest world heavyweight boxing champion with a second-round knockout of Trevor Burbick in Las Vegas.
I just read his biography.
He loved pigeons.
He still does.
Still does. That's like his muse, if you will.
He actually rescued one from a bully.
Yeah, that's how it all kind of started.
That's how it all started.
He was like, wow, I'm really good at punching things. Maybe I should take this up. Then in 1999, Wayne Gretzky, November 22nd, was inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame. His number 99 permanently retired by all of the NHL. That was on November 22nd, 1999. So there you go. And then on November 23rd, Miley Cyrus's birthday. She is 33 years old.
That's kind of crazy,
33.
Too.
Yeah, I know.
Hannah Montana.
Yeah, I grew up watching her on Hannah Montana and a bunch of the Disney Channel shows. She was everywhere. They were really trying to make her the thing, and
she was.
Did become the thing. 33 years old now, which is crazy. And this one's crazy. November 23rd, 1954, we'll close on this. For the first time, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closes above the peak it reached just before the 1929 crash. So it took...
What year?
25 years to go back to... 35 years to come back to where it was before the 1929 crash. Kind of crazy. And now we just got, you know, NVIDIA gives out their numbers and they're like, hey, we're going to reach all-time highs today. How about that? Isn't that interesting how it works?
Mm-hmm.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for tuning in Friday. Have a good weekend.